This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Afternoon. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. Joining us now on the live line is Louisiana's Insurance Commissioner, Tim Temple. Commissioner Temple, thank you for joining us here on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Thank you for letting me
come on a little late today.
Oh, no, it's all good. We're just glad you're here whenever you can. We understand you're a busy man. I was not part of the conversation of getting you to join us here on the show, so I'm coming in a little blind with filling in here for Newell Norman. But we had a reminder this week of the fact that we can, at any time during hurricane season, and really time any time all year long here in Louisiana, have to deal with the threat of severe weather and might want to do a quick insurance checkup to make sure we have what we need, right?
Right, right. And look, Dave, I think that, you know, this is just a reminder. We are susceptible to you know, weather events. And, you know, the latest report I saw this morning that, you know, we are going to see areas that could get, you know, localized flooding, 3 inches. I've seen some potentially up to 10 inches of water. So, you know, I encourage people that know that they're in a low-lying area or subject to, you know, flood, you know, go ahead and do the preventative maintenance and or measures that you can now. You know, move your property, move your car. You know, as I think most people now know, you know, your homeowner's insurance does not cover a flood event like this. When the water rises from below, you know, that's not a covered loss. Your flood policy, if you have one, that's where you would file a claim. If your vehicle is flooded and you have comprehensive coverage on your vehicle, then you would have coverage on your auto. If you don't have comprehensive coverage and your vehicle floods, well, then you don't have, you know, you're not going to be able to file a claim. But, you know, again, look at your policy, be familiar with how to file a claim. I think that's also important. And as always, anytime you have a question, you can call your insurance agent or your insurance company. If not, call us at the Department of Insurance at ldi.la.gov or 1-800-259-5300.
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate right here in Metro New Orleans that we saw very little rain over the last 2 days. But then in La Place, they had a good 8 inches yesterday, had some flooding there. And we know that over towards Baton Rouge and into Lafayette, there were some isolated areas with much heavier amounts. And while this system itself did not generate widespread damage, it is, of course, a reminder. It's that time of year. We are in the hurricane season. So we appreciate that. You talked about flood insurance, and there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the cost of flood insurance for the last several years. Have we made any progress on that with the National Flood Insurance Program? And in fact, I think we're waiting to see it reauthorized here in the next couple of months. But as it stands right now, has anything changed with the mystery price setting that FEMA put into place a few years back?
You know, Dave, unfortunately, there's not been any. And I actually, not even 45 minutes ago, I was talking with a legislator, and we were talking about that very item, that you know, despite the fact that, you know, we've had several parishes that have sued FEMA for that information. The state has been involved in that. Our federal delegation has had conversations, and they have just stubbornly dug in and do not want to release it. And it's frustrating because, you know, the government is us. I think, you know, I'm certainly a believer. I think your listeners know on, you know, private business, private industry, you know, having confidentiality on their own documents. But this is not that. This is the federal government. It is, I think that we deserve and we're owed, you know, the access to that so we can determine how that's being done. And it's, you know, the citizens of Louisiana, and not just Louisiana, around the country are suffering because of the lack of transparency there.
Talking with Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple, there's been a growing number of companies offering private flood insurance. How is that market developing, and is it something you advise Louisiana property owners to look into in terms of can they get a better deal through a private insurance company for private flood insurance versus the National Flood Insurance Program?
There's certainly a growing market for private flood, and I'm encouraged by that. It is competitive to the NFIP. There is an issue, and I know agents are very well versed on that. On this, if you leave the NFIP and you're grandfathered in, you know, to any, you have any type of, you know, status there with regards to grandfathered clause, then my understanding is if once you leave, you lose that. So I think it's a decision that everybody needs to weigh individually. I would always encourage them to, you know, talk to their agent and weigh the pros and cons of that. But it is encouraging that private flood is starting to make a comeback, a small one, in Louisiana. And another thing I've done, you know, I've recently brought underwriters into New Orleans to view the flood mitigation efforts that the state, the city, and the federal government undertook to help protect New Orleans from, you know, future floods. The pump stations, we've showed them, you know, those things that are in place. We've gone out and viewed and toured the 26-foot tall storm surge barrier that is immensely impressive. So I'm trying to make the insurance market more aware of the things that the city has done to mitigate against future floods with the intent of getting them more interested in doing more business in Louisiana and New Orleans.
Well, let's hope that that's successful and that it helps in terms of creating more competition, but also as this whole discussion of the future of FEMA unfolds and we wait to see how that plays out, that at some point we get some information so we can understand how the National Flood Insurance Program currently works, because as you well pointed out, those answers have been extremely elusive for the last couple of years. Commissioner Temple, I also want to ask you about the changes that were made over the last two legislative sessions to the laws governing insurance in Louisiana for both homeowners insurance and auto insurance. We covered a lot of those efforts, and I know that there was a lot of back and forth, controversy and disagreement on what would work and what would not. But ultimately, I think what most homeowners and vehicle owners just want to know, business owners too, is, all right, we had the fight, we had the debate, we signed the laws, they're in place now. When am I going to see rates ever come down, or am I?
Well, look, and we had fairly successful session with regards to legal reform on the auto side. Some substantial laws were passed. Modified comparative fault, that was an immensely important bill. We had the Housley presumption, which has been discussed on the radio program before. Many bills that helped move Louisiana forward as far as you've heard the word balance. A lot of people are using the word rebalance, and then I'll go ahead and let's use it to balance the system. And it was, though, there were a lot of good laws passed, but unfortunately, and look, yesterday I had meetings with three different insurance companies, large insurance companies that do business in Louisiana, private passenger auto and commercial auto. And they aren't interested right now in talking about all of the good reform because they want to have a conversation about House Bill 148, which became Act 11, with regards to some very onerous regulatory changes in Louisiana and how insurance companies are going to be regulated. It created an issue that quite frankly, we shouldn't be having to have a conversation around that, because I want to talk about all of the good bills that have been passed. And we will continue to do that, but it makes that effort much harder when I've got to deal with explaining 148 versus all of the other good legislation that was passed. And so we'll keep doing that. We did make some improvement. I do believe that the bills that were passed will help lower frivolous claims being filed, frivolous litigation being filed. And with that, which should and will come lower claims cost. And when you get lower claims being paid out, then you get premium reductions. So there's a process. It takes time. I know everybody wants it to happen today. But unfortunately, you know, many of these bills that were passed and that are now law don't actually take effect until January. So it is going to take some time. We passed legislation last year on the homeowners market, substantial legislation, and we're starting to see the positive impact of that. There's more interest in companies wanting to do either new business in Louisiana or more business in Louisiana. I've had companies file rate decreases in the property market. So it is starting to work. It's just like all good things, it's going to take more time than we really.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want.
So as companies are coming to you with rate changes, you are starting to see some rate reductions, not just request for rate increases from your office?
We're certainly seeing a bigger number, if this makes sense. We're seeing less rate increases. The number of increases is coming down. Not only the request for increases, but the amount that they're requesting, that is coming down. In addition, I've had 8 times now we have approved requests for rate decrease in the homeowners market. So it is happening. It's not statewide. It doesn't mean that everybody is going to see a rate decrease. But I mean, I hear stories constantly of people that are renewing their homeowners market in today's conditions and seeing rate decreases. And I'm also, and I always encourage, shop your insurance. The two most frequent stories about rate decreases are they changed their insurance company from one to another, or they got a fortified roof. So it is happening in the state of Louisiana.
It's not just like we hear from politicians about things like inflation all the time, that the rate of increase is decreasing. So it's going up, it's just not going up as fast. We could actually see the cost come down, but it's going to take some homework. People are going to have to look at what options they have available in terms of who their provider is. I will be honest, I just brought both my homeowners and my auto down because I was finally able to find a company that would bundle them both together, which I couldn't find for a number of reasons before. Somebody else just texts us and says, thank you, Commissioner. My homeowner's insurance renewal just came in, and it dropped from $12,000 to $10,000. Thanks. So there you go. I guess there is evidence that people are starting to see rates come down, at least in isolated incidents.
They are. And look, you know, Florida did major reform back in 2022 and 2023. It took 18 months before they started seeing positive results. Louisiana's starting to see that a little quicker. So, and I'm excited about that. And again, as long as we keep doing what we need to do, take care of our regulatory and legal environment and mitigate by building, you know, more resilient homes and more resilient roofs, the insurance industry will respond positively.
But in terms of the fortified roof program, you have a very limited number of people who can get the lottery money to have their fortified roof at least partially funded, and others who can do it on the front end and then take a tax break on the back end. But by and large, isn't it still pretty cost prohibitive for most people to get a fortified roof on the front end unless they just are lucky enough to have a good deal of savings to invest in that roof?
It is more expensive to retrofit, right, to put on a fortified roof on an existing home. If you're building a new roof or if you are replacing a new roof and you do fortified, there is a cost savings on that. But just real quick on the fortified roof, you know, the legislature this year approved a permanent funding stream. So we will have on a go forward basis should have more money and a more permanent funding stream for the fortified roof program for that $10,000 grant. But in addition, Senator Kirk Talbot from your area passed legislation that if you do choose to put on a fortified roof and pay for it yourself, you could receive up to a $5,000 tax deduction. That amount was increased to $10,000. But also, there is a tax credit that's available. And off the top of my head, I want to say you can get up to a $5,000 tax credit subject to a statewide limit.
So you could get up to $15,000 in tax rebates and tax credits if the programs are not saturated.
Well, I don't think that there's a duplication of that. I believe it's one or the other. But the good news is there's more options than there were, prior to Senator Talbot passing that legislation.
Do you know, on average, for a median-sized home, what it costs to retrofit to a fortified roof?
The only numbers that we have any insight into is on through the grant program, and the average grant. The legislative auditor confirmed this. It's I think it was coming in right under $10,000 for I'm off the top of my head. I want to say it was like a 1,800 or maybe it's a 2,000 square foot home. So, and obviously, you know, the size of your home, that's one thing, but also the different types of, you know, gable and pitch. There's a lot of factors that go into a roof. So it is a complicated answer, but I would say an average is $10,000.
Talking with Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple, what I'm hearing is that we are starting to see some positive impacts on the homeowners' insurance rates from the changes made just over a year ago in the legislature, and hopefully those will continue. And let's keep our fingers crossed, accelerate the changes made to the auto insurance laws and the tort reform. Could be another year, 18 months, before we start seeing that really impact our auto insurance rates.
And I've had conversations with insurance companies. We want to, me as commissioner, I want to see the metrics that they're going to use to monitor that. So I'm having conversations with them on what numbers can we start to look at to see that these changes are going to have the impact that we intended. So, you know, as we get more data, and obviously I'll be sharing that with you and your listeners.
Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple, thank you for joining us. I know you got a lot going on today and monitoring the weather and the other activities you're participating in. So thank you for calling in and talking to us here on WWL. And let's hope we keep moving in the right direction and people start saving some money.
Well, thanks always for the opportunity.
All right. Have a great weekend. Tim Temple here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. We're back with more of your calls and texts after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.